You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford here in Montreal, along with Willem Backus in our Virginia studios, who has a very special guest, our social media manager here on Travel World, who, if you've been following along on our Facebook page and various online forums and boards, was recently in Egypt. And Willem, in studio, introduce your guest, introduce your topic.
Well, Steve, it's great to be back on the air here. And Linda Chahanovich, our special guest, not so much the social media manager as much as the glue that holds the show together these days. Anything great you see about us online, that's Linda's work. And we're just the audio people. Meanwhile, Linda went on an exciting adventure this year. She went to Egypt. And you might not think, you know, offhand that it's a great recreational destination. It's one of those things like a bucket list type of thing. But, you know, Linda found out that it's really an amazing and affordable destination, especially because of Egypt Air. Now, there's so many aspects that we're going to cover this in bits at a time. And the first thing I'm interested in is Linda's experience aboard Egypt Air, because this was a flight she took from Toronto to Cairo, one flight. And from all accounts, it was an incredible experience. Linda, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be heard and not read.
So tell us about your experience on Egypt Air.
It was really a great experience. It was very comfortable, and they were very professional, courteous, and the food was amazing. It was a gourmet dinner and gourmet breakfast. You couldn't ask for more.
Amazing having an airline that serves you food these days. We're usually used to purchase on board stuff, but the nice thing about European airlines, South American airlines, and particularly Egypt Air is that the food there, they you were sitting in economy. Mm-hmm. And they fed you full.
Yeah, real food.
Let's get into it a little bit. So the plane you flew was, a 767, a wide body?
Or that I wouldn't know. You'd know better than I would.
That's your
field.
Anyway, it was a wide body. You got in there. You sat down. Now, as far as the amenities they gave you, did they have, because it was, how long was the flight?
Going just over 10 hours.
Okay, so going east was faster than going west, which is kind of normal. But as far as the experience on board the flight, did they give you like a pack with
pillows and blankets and headsets and slippers, everything.
And what other things did they have on board? Did they have like TV screens and, you know, form of entertainment? Because, you know, Steve and I, when we take a flight, we're going to sit bolt upright for 10 hours. We'll start raving mad.
Oh, I've done that before.
Oh, we had. I mean, there was TV, movies, radio, all kind of, even games.
Okay.
All on a video system.
So that, and even in the economy, they had that.
Yeah, they did.
So now, the Toronto experience is just like any other airline because of the whole airport. But when you got to Cairo, that's their main hub.
Yeah.
Did you see an extra presence? Like if you were to go to Toronto or Montreal, you see Air Canada everywhere and Air Canada special lounges and things.
I didn't really see that there. When we landed, we went off to the other gate because we were flying into Aswan after that. And on the way back, I just kind of, you know, went through the counter, checked in, and sat at my gate waiting to board to come home. So, but I didn't really, I didn't notice that in the airport there at all.
So actually, it went fairly smoothly.
It
wasn't a lot of hurry up to wait.
Yeah, it was very smooth.
Now, let me ask you this. The big thing that I'm always wondering, when I go to a place like Egypt, you know, what was the experience when you landed there? Because, you know, you go Montreal to the United States and you pre-clear. I mean, customs is done there. So essentially, when you step off the plane, say in Dulles or in L.A. or wherever, you just go straight to the baggage claim and you're out. In Egypt, what is the experience?
Well, because we were flying on to Aswan, our bags were checked through. When we landed in Aswan, because we were coming in international, they just had them come off at a different belt. We picked them up, put them on a table. They glanced through them quickly and sent us on our way.
What about the thing of the passport, visas and stuff?
Oh, you go, at the customs office, you go and you sign in for your visitor's visa.
Okay.
And it's painless. Basically, you pay your $15 and it's done. They stamp you and you're good to go.
$15, 15.
Yeah.
Canadian US is usually US currency.
It was in US the 15.
Okay, so it really is pretty affordable to get there, and it's not. You know, I went to Brazil one time, and you have to submit your passport to the consulate weeks in advance of the trip. You can actually just get on there, get to Cairo, and they'll give it to you on the spot.
Yep, right there in the.
Yeah, she's got that little mark in her passport that I don't, which quite a little badge of honor. All right, so and what about the lineups and stuff? Was it bad or anything?
Not at all. Not at all. Everything was quick and smooth.
Nice. So they're really making an effort here. One of the things I wanted to underscore about this whole flight experience aboard EgyptAir was they're really making a conscious effort in Egypt to really attract tourists, because the big thing, you go in there like, how am I going to get there? And what am I going to do? What's the flight experience going to be like? And, oh, boy, complications and customs. And it really isn't that case.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Now, on the way back, you just stepped on board the flight, and did you have any exit visa requirements or anything?
No. We went, checked in. I thought we were going to the gate, but it's actually an outer gate. And then almost last minute, they're calling you in and you're going through security. And then you're sitting at another gate. But once they were ready to board us, it was get comfortable and hopefully sleep.
Was it a jet bridge the whole way down? I remember one time, like when Steve and I went to Brussels.
Yeah.
On the way there, it was a jet bridge. We got off the 747. But on the way back, they took us on a bus out to a waiting 757 on our way back. That was 1991.
Well, we also did that when we were coming back from Madrid. We went on a bus, too, to the Air Canada plane. I remember that, yes.
Yeah, that was the other thing. That's all our little European adventures.
Yeah, no, not for that one. For when we flew to Aswan, right. It was smaller. Airliner and of course we can walk down the stairs and all that, but no, when we got what I mean the plane taking you to Cairo, it's
how big an airport would be the Aswan. Now Aswan is sort of southern Egypt by the Nile, isn't it?
Okay. Trying to think of the size, I don't know what I would be comparing it
to
at this point.
You and I have flown all over the United States, so what airport would you compare it the most closely to?
I would say maybe more like Logan.
Okay, so it's still a fairly
sizable
airport.
But I didn't see a lot of it then again. Yeah. So,
this is one of the other things I remember. We've flown to Flagstaff. That was a teeny tiny airport. It isn't quite Buttonville, is it?
Or how about Guest?
No, Plattsburgh, New York makes Buttonville look like Kennedy, yes.
Well, I remember Buttonville in 1989. Steve and I, we walked in and they had that metal detector wand, and then we looked at each other. I guess it's the honor system today. This was 1989.
And I still remember the security guard's name, Diefenbaker Williams.
Well, at least you didn't have to follow the arrows, right, Steve?
Nah, yeah.
It would have been canceled. Anyway, speaking of the flight now, okay, so they have their regional aircraft. Mm-hmm. It was actually an Embraer.
I believe so.
Yeah. So you fly there. You flew actually down. And then you went up from, because on your Sonesta cruise, we're going to talk about it in the next segment. But from there, you took the Sonesta boat cruise up the Nile. And where did you get off?
Well, we got off at Kamombo. And then the following day, we got off at Luxor.
Okay.
And then from there on, we took a bus to get to Hurghada.
Okay, so you went to Hurghada. And then what airport did you get on to fly back to Cairo?
In Hurghada.
In Hurghada. Yep. Okay, so it was a real significant trip, but you can actually squeeze all this stuff in. And you were gone for only 10 days, which...
It was a very well-planned out trip.
Well, that's always nice when you have the companies willing to do that. So all in all, your experience on your way back on EgyptAir, because we have about 30 seconds left to go here on the segment, it was, again, it was the same plane that you flew, or the same kind of plane that you flew. It was longer, right? 13 hours?
I believe so. I tried to sleep through the whole thing. I was exhausted after such a nice, exciting trip.
Sure. What an amazing experience. Well, it's great to hear. EgyptAir is the way to go. If you want to get out to Egypt, they fly from Kennedy. They also fly from Toronto. Stay tuned. Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We'll pick you up after the segment break.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. As we learn more about Egypt from our correspondent who went there, very intrepid correspondent, who went and listened and learned and came back to share it all from our Virginia studio.
Hi, Steve Willenbach is here in Studio Virginia with Linda Chahanovich, our social media maven, and our anything that actually looks nice on the website is Linda's work for sure. Got to check out all the writings and the reviews she's done directed to our YouTube channel, WPHB66, for product reviews. She's really done an amazing job with the social media presence of Travel World. We're just the audio guys, but Linda did an amazing trip to Egypt. We talked about getting there on Egypt Air, which was an adventure, and it's great finding an airline that is actually willing to feed you these days and give you all the incredible service they did. Now, on top of that, now she flew from Toronto, because you can fly from JFK as well, but Toronto to Cairo. From Cairo, she took a regional jet down to Aswan, southern Egypt, and she actually took a cruise on the Nile River. So Linda really was in the Nile. It really was a river in Egypt. I mean, we have to check out these sayings on Travel World.
Yes.
You and I went to Madrid, and we went to Seville, and we saw the barber, and there was nobody named Rossini or Figaro there. We check these things out. That's our job on the street. But in Aswan, the overriding theme that Linda keeps telling me about Egypt is just how serious they are and how serious they are about rekindling the travel biz. I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions about, oh, I don't want to go out there because it's going to be unsafe, and nothing could be further from the truth. They're sitting there with open arms welcoming, and Linda will tell you all about that. When she got there, now you think about cruise ships, and you think about, river cruises and things. I don't think I've ever seen a river cruise quite as luxurious and wonderful as the Sonesta Star Goddess. Linda, tell us a little bit about your trip there. You got there, and it was like a floating hotel.
It was. It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, we're talking five-star quality, too. The people, friendly, courteous, so helpful. I mean, I don't think I lifted a finger the entire trip. They treated you just like royalty. You walked in, you were given a beautiful welcome drink, a little cocktail, non-alcoholic, nice hot towelette to freshen up, and you just had a nice quiet meeting at the lobby. When you came in, were brought to your room, and it's got everything that you could possibly want there. There's a nice little bar on the main level where they also have, it's a little bit spotty internet, but at least you have it considering you're on the Nile.
Internet on a cruise ship without getting the nose for it.
Uh-huh. It was great. I mean, the entertainment in the bar that they had every night was wonderful. We had the Whirling Dervish, which I have the video on the website. It was amazing. It was really amazing. They have a full spa. You can get a massage if you want, everything, the hot tub. It's in a full room.
That is a Travel World staple in almost all the history of Travel World. And way back when it was Discovery 90 and back to the articles in the Downtowner, the one constant remains, we always love going to spas.
Oh, yes. The spa makes the trip.
I remember going to a spa up in the Catskills and dumping somebody out of their hammock, which just for pure entertainment purposes.
Oh, yes.
But you get spa treatments. So you even didn't feel like you were on a ship. I mean, sometimes people complain on cruise liners that it's like you get your sea legs, but not at all.
No, I actually would have to look out my window or from my balcony to see the land moving, to know that I was actually moving. It was that smooth a trip. It was really beautiful.
Calm and smooth seas. So not only are you getting a cruise, but you're getting a luxury hotel experience. This is something I never even thought to, because you showed me pictures, and the pictures are up on the site of the room. And it's, I mean, we've traveled to an awful lot of places, seen a lot of hotels, and this is like some of the better hotels we've been to.
It's a full suite. I had a small living room area. I had a full-size bedroom, a full-size bath, everything.
Now, the Sonesta Star Goddess is one of couple of ships.
There are a few others on there. There's the Moon Goddess, the Sun Goddess, and I don't recall the names of the others.
But essentially, it's a fleet of ships, and they're pretty much the same. There was one time, one of the things you did is you had ports of call on the way, and you got up to see the different temples and things. We're going to get into all the different cool things. You did have one particular thing you wanted to bring up and mention here.
Oh, the other transportation that was available for us when we did get to the ports of call through Escapade Travel, they were wonderful. And you could rent cars, vans, buses through them. The drivers were fantastic. You don't want to be driving the roads there alone. It's better to hire someone. And they also will help you with arranging tour guides or getting an Egyptologist to go along with you when you visit the sites. So you're getting a live action history lesson, really. We had the most wonderful Egyptologist with us, Hanan, and she had so much passion about her home that you couldn't help but fall in love with her and everything she was telling you.
There's nothing quite so wonderful as, or nice to see, as somebody who's passionate about something that they do. I mean, when Steve and I went up, not far from where we live now, in Frederick, Maryland, and also in Westminster, we actually got a tour of Civil War sites by the state historian in Maryland. There's nothing quite like it. But you don't have to be, you know, a visiting dignitary to get this kind of treatment. I mean, as far as renting a car, I mean, for us, you know, I'd take a Zip car, or I would rent something from Hertz, something in North America. But in Egypt, you were describing the roads a little bit like my experience in Bogota when I went down. It's like a flurry of activity. You got to be a native to get through there. So, but it's affordable.
It is.
I mean, what is it to say rent a car for the day?
Oh, for the day, I don't know the price. I do know that for an evening, some of the people with us had decided, the hotel clerk arranged for a taxi for them. And I do believe they paid, it was like 250 Egyptian pounds, and they were gone for like 6 hours. And he stayed with them the entire time. He did not leave them. If they got out to walk around, he stayed with them the whole time. So, your math at $7 or seven Egyptian pounds per Canadian dollar.
It's about nothing. $40.
And for two people, yeah, for that much time.
You may imagine that. You, for $40, you take your two people out for a whole evening in a strange city, so you know that you're going to be taken where you're going. I mean, there's a lot of cities you go, you pay, mm-hmm, a taxi driver, they'll take the long, circuitous route to jack up the
That's it. And if you're worried about security, it's an added feeling of security knowing that you have somebody looking out for you.
You mentioned security, which is a good point, because there are people saying, oh, I don't want to go out there because am I going to be safe? But you felt totally safe when you went there.
I felt safer there than I do sometimes walking down my own street.
Which is saying something. So, I mean, they are really serious about welcoming people. And, you know, sometimes you wonder if I go there, if I'm American, if I'm Canadian, you know, are they going to sit there and look down on me because I'm a Westerner? And on the other hand, you said absolutely the opposite is true. Tell us about the welcome you got from the people there.
Oh, people were wonderful. Open arms all the time. I even had some of the girls in Old Cairo stopping me. I thought they wanted me to take their photo. No, they wanted a photo taken with me.
Mm-hmm.
And at some of the sites, the gentlemen there were like, please, please tell everybody to come and visit. They want tourists. They want people there.
It is something, you know. You go to a place and you visit something, and half the time you're wondering whether the people are really interested in seeing you at all. And then you'll end up going and hearing stories like this from Egypt where they're, please come back. We love having you here. I mean, it makes you want to go back again and again.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want to leave. I really did not want to leave. I was having such a great time there. And again, like I said, the people were just so welcoming. You felt like you were at home. They really, that was the feeling, is they made you feel like you were at home.
You know, nothing could be a better testament to the friendliness of people that if you actually feel like you're at home when you're there, you know, to me, that's the mark of a really well-done tourism experience. And so I think they've really hit the mark here. So getting back to the cruise ship that you were on, I mean, they had all kinds. They had restaurants on it. They had, you actually sat it on the deck.
There was the upper deck where we had the afternoon tea every day, and there was a pool and a hot tub there. Beautiful. They had a canopy so that you could not be in the sunshine all the time. We had a barbecue lunch up there one afternoon.
Yeah.
It's great. And one of the gentlemen who was working there at the bar, the afternoon tea, he decided to take it upon himself to teach me some Arabic phrases.
Oh, yes.
Which I thought was quite nice. And he also showed me how to write my name in Arabic.
Oh,
so
that is something.
Yeah.
We're going to catch you following. We've got 30 seconds to go, mm-hmm, here. We're going to catch you on the other side. We're going to continue talking about your trip in Egypt, but all in all, it makes me want to go out there too, with the warm welcome and all the food and the great Nile cruise that you were on, and we're going to talk about the temples and whatnot. So stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite in our dual studios, Montreal and Northern Virginia. Stay listening, and we'll be right back. This is Willem Backus.
You're listening to Travel World. Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back. Travel World Radio across America via satellite with Willem and Linda talking about their Linda's beautiful trip to Egypt, conjuring up images here of pyramids, museums, ancient history, but also luxury and safety. And those are the words which mark the trip to Egypt. Continue on. I'm enjoying this immensely.
Well, that's one of the hallmarks that we wanted to put across, because you know, before Linda went to Egypt, I hadn't any idea just how welcoming and how wonderful a trip it would be. But she came back with tales that, yeah, I felt incredible. I didn't want to come home. And so, Linda, welcome back to the show. And so this particular segment, we're going to be talking about the temples and the landmarks, because obviously we've been talking about how to get there on Egypt Air. You were talking about your ground transportation with
Escapade Travel.
With Escapade Travel.
Yes, they're wonderful.
I wanted to highlight this because they were just so fantastic to us. I mean, also the Sinesta Star Goddess and the particular cruise line you were on, all the different hotels where you had meals and stayed. Plus, you went to this resort in Hurghada, which was...
Oh, the Kempinski.
Oh, my goodness. And then the lazy river and places I would probably never leave. The Red Sea. So, you know, tell us... But Egypt, of course, does have the pyramids, you know, and all these great temples and sites. So you saw your first temple when you were taking that river cruise.
Well, when we first landed in Aswan, before we... got into the boat, we actually saw a few things, because we went to the Temple of Philae and to the granite quarries and the high dam. And then after that, we did take the cruise. We stopped in Komombo, which is the temple of the, what is his name now? I can never remember his name. Sobek. He's the fertility god. He's the crocodile.
I never forget fertility.
I thought that would capture your attention.
Constantly, yes. But we're going to back up just a second. The High Dam of Aswan that you're talking about, these are landmark sites. In Aswan, on the River Nile, they built this giant dam for, what was it, hydroelectric generation?
Yes, it was.
So for power, but it was such a technological achievement that it's actually worth visiting.
It is. It's interesting to when you have somebody who's educated in everything that went on there, because you find out that some of the temples had to be relocated. Because of the flooding that occurs,
right.
Of course, when you create a dam. But I can't give you every detail bit of history from obviously.
No,
I had so much information thrown at me in those 10 days that I'm lucky I managed to hold anything in.
Well, at least we didn't take those pills that we had returned. the thing is that we went on this. Plus, you mentioned the granite quarries. Now, was this where they had that unfinished obelisk?
Yes, that's where you get to see the unfinished obelisk when they were building it. And it would have stood about 42 meters high if they had completed it. But as they were carving it out of solid granite, they found a crack.
Oh, boy.
There was a flaw in it, so they couldn't do anything with it. They left it there. It's still there to be seen. Yeah.
That's got to be a sight to see, though, these places. Now, I've seen some of the pictures, which you've also posted. There was one particular, it almost looked like you were going to the side of a mountain, or side of a cliff for one of these temples.
Oh, that would be the Temple of Hatshepsut, which is actually in the East Bank.
Oh, okay, where is that? With relative, you were going to Aswan, you went to, you can tell it was the other
That
temple.
Would be after we went to, past Komombo and all that, and after we stopped in Luxor.
It has got to be. The most amazing things to actually walk among these things.
It is. I mean, we took, it was Escapade Travel that took us by bus to the bank. And like we first went to the Valley of the Kings, then we went to the Valley of the Queens. And the temples were, I mean, you can only go into so many of the tombs. And of course, inside the tombs, you can't take pictures.
Right.
But the Temple of Hatshepsut I found was interesting because she was the one female pharaoh.
Oh.
And she wanted to have everything. So what she did was, if there were plant life or animal from other places, she would have the people bring them there. But you know how it is, things that aren't indigenous to an area won't necessarily survive.
Sure.
There are actually petrified tree stumps still of trees that she had planted outside there. It's very, very interesting.
You need to have all that power in an ancient land. But to, you know, bring me one of everything that I like.
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of something. So you saw that temple. Now, what was the one that you went to when you first got off the boat and you were standing on these statues?
Oh, there were so many. I have a lot of photos of you with statues at the Karnak Temple, Temple of Luxor. And so that would have been after,
right,
partway through the trip. But there's, I mean, it's everywhere. It's all of them have so many different things. It's the obelisks at all the different temples and that.
It is funny you say Karnak Temple, and all I keep thinking about is Ponderosa on the road.
Yes, every time I pass there, hey, I think of Egypt.
But yeah, well, they really were named after Egypt. I mean, yes. I didn't know. I mean, I figured what Shriner, Karnak, just some crazy name they made.
I can say I was at the real one.
Yeah, there's nothing like the real thing. You actually went there.
That's right.
There's nothing quite like saying that. You've been there, done that.
Yep.
So tell us a bit more about the different things that you saw. And we're going to get to these pyramids.
Well, I mean,
sure.
there's sites, obviously. You know there's always going to be something to see. We went to the Temple of Edfu, and of course the Great Pyramids of Giza and the Sphinx. And, you know, we actually went to, in Saqqara, to the Pyramid of Djoser, which is the step pyramid. Very, very interesting.
So, okay, let's get to that, because, the cat's out of the bag, the big, big pyramids, the one that you see all the time, because, you know...
The three together.
The three together, the Great Pyramids of Giza, the pyramid, Cheops. There's like two big ones and one little one, just a little bit offset.
There's actually others, because behind each one, there's small ones.
That's one of the things I wanted you to get into, because you have these famous three pyramids, but there's a whole bunch of them scattered all over the country.
They're everywhere. Actually, they're still, since I've been back, they're still discovering more. I mean, and more colossus. It's amazing, because there are so many different countries involved in the archaeological digs there. Mm-hmm. That it's constant work. I mean, while I was there at the Sphinx, they were working on it and restoring it. And it's nonstop work.
I heard about that, because they were worried about parts of it falling apart. Should we let tourists near it? Not, but they're restoring it.
Because you can't, like the Sphinx itself, you don't walk right up to.
Okay.
And, but they had archaeologists and students there cleaning it up. And because, like I say, they're finding all the time. I can't even remember how many listings I've seen, articles, since I've been home, of the different findings that they have, different temples, and so.
Now, Giza is just outside of Cairo, right? Mm-hmm. So you're in Cairo. What's it like? I mean, I see these in Google Maps and what have you, and all right, so you're driving out. I mean, when you're in the town, do you actually see them from a distance, or is it that's just like a big reveal and you're in this big sandy area in the pyramids?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting in a small tourist bus, basically, and crazy drivers all over the place. So in the city where we were, I didn't really see. But as you're approaching, all of a sudden you notice it's thinning out a little bit, and it's more a suburb type.
Right.
Now all of a sudden it's just desert, and there they are. And you're going uphill toward them, and we stopped in one spot where we were there. I mean, I got to climb up on the first couple of stones.
Got to climb partially. Yeah.
That's where you see me with the camel.
That's gonna be a thrill and a half, though.
It was something. But then, like Hanan said, she said, "But we can get a better view." So we got in the car again, and we went up. So you're sitting in an area where you're looking down on them. At a distance,
so
and it was
like
just
a hill
beautiful.
Or a cliff side where you can,
it's beautiful.
Did they dig the pyramids up, or were they there on the surface and found them?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because it seems that now I can't give you 100% fact on this, but so many of them were under all the sand at one point,
right?
And that's why, like, if you go to like the Valley of the Kings, and you'll see they just found this one, they found a doorway to this one, and then they found this one. And, because they're falling into that. I think there was just a recent one, another finding where it literally fell into a hole. There it is. There's another tomb.
How did it feel, though? I mean, this is something everybody's heard of growing up, when you first saw them with your own two eyes.
I don't even know how to describe it. I was in awe. That's all I kept saying the entire trip. I'm in awe. To go into some of the temples and actually touch the walls where you were allowed, because obviously you can't touch everything. But I'm touching the hieroglyphics. There's somebody, how many thousands of years, and it's a very...
What an experience. You can actually take a trip that's affordable, get out there and see something people have only ever heard about. We're going to catch you following the break and talk a little bit more about this, because you told me something interesting about the hieroglyphics that we're going to get into following the break. Right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, I'm Willem Backus in studio Northern Virginia, Stephen in Montreal. Stay listening, everybody.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And coming up to the top of the hour here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, I'm Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus discussing today Egypt. And we've been looking at some of the misconceptions and various perceptions people might have had that are totally, totally wrong. What a great vacation spot, a spot for history buffs of all ages, and a dream trip that you walk
just to feel that you're walking in the footsteps of the pharaohs of thousands of years ago, to marvel at the engineering technology that built those temples, those monuments. It is, as you said, takes your breath away.
And what a sight to see. I'm Roman Backus in Studio Virginia with special guests. In studio with us, our social media expert, the glue that holds the show together, the one who makes everything look better on the show, Linda Chahanovich, who actually went to Egypt to help us learn a bit more about this place. The thing I love so much about doing the show, Steve, we learn about places, and, yes. And half the time we have misconceptions that are totally blown out of the water, and we're better off for it. Because, you know, before Linda had gone, I would never even thought of, you know, why don't we take a cool trip, an affordable trip, but we'll go to Egypt and see this place that everybody who's anybody has been there. I mean, Linda was talking about some of the hieroglyphics, and you see Napoleon himself. I mean, the real thing is right there. I mean, and it just takes your breath away. But, I mean, I think the big point we want to get across here, outside of the really breathtakingly cool stuff that you can find in Egypt, is that this is affordable. You can actually get there, walk around. They're going to welcome you with open arms. You know, and we can sit here and do show after show on this and still not touch everything. Now, there's a few things that Linda still wants to get across. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you.
So tell us about some of the stuff that we have yet to touch on.
Well, I mean, the history is a given. And you hear Egypt, you think of history. But the other thing that people don't seem to understand is that Egypt has something to offer everyone. Whether you want to be in the hustle bustle of the city and go straight into Hurghada or stay in Cairo, they also have beautiful beach resorts. And you go to Soma Bay. I stayed at the Kempinski Hotel and Resort on the Red Sea. They have beautiful beaches. Their sister resort next door, they've got kite sailing and, you know, the kite surfing, glass bottom boat tours, a huge, spectacular spa, everything. And we actually, a couple of us took the bus again with Escapade Travel. They took us into Hurghada City, and we walked along the city streets and along the marina, and we found a nice little cafe. And so we were able to just sit and relax, enjoy a drink and some shisha. And actually, it was interesting because...
What is a shisha?
The hookah. It's a flavored tobacco. It's very nice. It's light, and it's a nice way to socialize.
Okay, so that's something that's commonplace out there.
It's very much so.
It's really... Cause they've got hookah bars here stateside, but they're not so commonplace. But there it's more of a social gathering, and sometimes not necessarily tobacco, but it's more of a... peaches and fruit.
Yeah, it's usually fruit flavored and
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I didn't know what it was until you actually showed me.
Even the hotels have it available at the resorts. But we stayed there. We had a nice little meal, and the chef was wonderful because I found out, actually, when we had stopped at the Four Seasons for their dinner, I mentioned to that chef that I like falafel. He's the one who educated me that there, falafel is actually a breakfast food. But he made some specifically special for me.
And what is falafel for a person like me who's a meat and potatoes guy?
It's a wonderful little fried chickpea, almost like a potato pancake, but with chickpeas. And,
okay.
And it's you serve with a tahini sauce. It's just, to me, it's delicious. I love it. But the chef at that cafe, actually, because I really love to have some, he went down the street to the market to get the ingredients to make it special for me. I mean, who's that accommodating?
Oh, that's totally such a great story to hear, in the accommodation, the hospitality, the welcome. Nobody goes out of their way like that anymore.
No.
I think the only time I've ever heard of anything like that, you were on a trip, Steve, where the chef made a special menu just for you.
Oh, yes, when we were in Washington, actually, so not too far from you. And they had a special menu to welcome us to his hotel, yes.
I mean, it's almost unheard of. I mean, and we've been to some pretty amazing places. I mean, Hong Kong, South America, Europe, everywhere.
And these two did it just for one person. They went out of their way just to make one person happy.
You're charming like crazy.
No,
but
I am not.
But you don't have to. No, but seriously, what a testament to the welcome of people. You go to Egypt, and people will be, they'll bend over backwards for you. And the guy went to the mall to get something.
But this is what's really wonderful too. See, the Europeans know all about this place. They love going to the Red Sea and Soma Bay, and they know their thing. Now we've got to get
people in North America to realize that this is your beach destination. Yeah. It is so beautiful. It's beautiful reefs if you like to go snorkeling. It's really wonderful.
You've got snorkeling. You don't have to go to the Caribbean for that. You can actually get that immediately. The Europeans are keeping this a secret for themselves.
Oh, very much so. There are charter flights, Great Britain, Germany, very big market that the tour operators run, nonstop charters, to bring their people to beach destinations in Egypt.
And this place, I mean, if you are a beach-type person who just wants to enjoy, I mean, those pictures you showed me of the Red Sea were really quite cool.
It was beautiful. And I did actually meet a lot of people from England and Germany and Belgium. It was quite interesting having little conversations with them. They go every year for their vacations there with their children, everything.
And you can do that because the flights aboard Egypt Air are really affordable, we found out. So you literally can make this a place instead of doing, I don't know, annual trips to the Caribbean, which are commonplace here, or, you know, our once every couple of years trip to places like Hawaii and so on. I mean, you can actually get in a couple of trips to
Egypt. It's a dream trip. I mean, even if you only do it once, you should do it at least once.
And because Egypt Air allows you that free stopover in Cairo, you can do more than one point in Egypt and take your free stopover in one direction in Cairo, do Cairo plus another city.
Exactly. And I mean, the hotels that you're going to get to visit, I mean, when we were staying in Cairo, we stayed at the Nile Tower. And
the
Fairmont Nile Tower is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. It live entertainment and all the different restaurants and the bars. I had
Sounds like a great trip and great time was had by all. I look at the beautiful pictures that were up there on the website and on the Facebook page, and I'm just looking and saying, hey, I'd love to go to Egypt too. That was a wonderful trip. Wonderful hospitality, the people at Egypt Air, part of Star Alliance, so you can get your Air Canada and United Airlines and Lufthansa points. You get your free stopover in Cairo and take a Nile cruise. You owe it to yourself. Those are luxury boats. And hey, you don't get a cruise like that. Nice, soft, smooth water, great food aboard the boats, and large staterooms, semi-suites. You've got room to stretch out. This is traveling at its best because you get to see the attractions right up close and personal. You stop and you get your tours, your shore excursions to see the museums, see the different attractions, see the historic site, and you get somebody locally who is impassioned by their country, by its history, by its heritage, and you can't come home without a new appreciation for such a great country. It's great to hear and great to see that this is a nation that is trying to welcome the North American tourist back to its borders, within its borders, making it easy to fly in from Toronto and New York. Also making it easy and inexpensive to acquire a visa and making the entry procedure easy. Hey, Egypt for the attractions, but also the resort experience. You owe it to yourself to follow in the footsteps of the European traveler. So check out the information online with the Egypt Tourist Board, Fairmont Hotels, Sonesta Nile Cruises, Egypt Air. People who are welcoming and want you to visit and share in their heritage, because their heritage is also part of our world heritage. For Willem Backus, I'm Stephen Pickford. Until next time, happy traveling, everyone.
The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.